The 46th Annual Summer Film School in Uherské Hradiště, one of the country's most highly respected film festivals, kicked off in the South Moravian town on Friday. Over the course of 6 days, it will feature dozens of films, both classics and new releases, as well as concerts and debates. Ruth Franková has the details.
Due to the coronavirus outbreak, the summer film school in Uherské Hradiště starts later than usual this year, and its program has been cut to just 6 days. The screenings and other events are only available for holders of festival passes and take place under strict hygienic conditions. Jan Jílek is the film school's program manager.
Of course, the main thing and most important thing is that the festival will happen, which is like kind of a miracle that you see other festivals in the Europe and in Czech Republic as well. So of course, it is shorter. We won't screen as many films in a day as we used to, but we have made a really detailed hygienic plan, and people who come, they don't have to be afraid.
One of the main focuses of this year's event is a retrospective of Polish director Andrzej Wajda.
We have to choose very carefully, of course, from the filmography of Andrzej Wajda, because he was active for many decades and he made tens of films. But we have decided to show Wajda as a director who was kind of following the Polish history, but also creating a history of Polish cinema. And these films are Ashes and Diamonds, for example, or Men of the Marble, which are the iconic films for the history of Polish cinema. But we are showing Wajda also as an adaptator and director who was doing great films based on the books written by Iwaszkiewicz or other Polish authors.
Every year the festival presents selected national cinematography. The focus of this year's Terra Festivalis section is Israel.
They will be able to watch contemporary Israeli films which were selected for the big screens. There are films which won really major awards, like a Grand Jury Prize from Venice for Foxtrot by Samuel Maoz, or a Golden Bear from Berlinale and for Synonyms by Nadav Lapid. But there are many more films which are dealing with contemporary Israel, in the situation of a family in the state, with the history, with the religion, and all these topics which make this country so interesting, not only for Czech audience, but for the overall world audience.
The festival will close with a world premiere of a new film by a leading Czech director, Bohdan Slama, called Shadow Country.
It is a black and white film, over 2 hours long, and it's an insight on the small village in the region of Vitoraz, close to Novohradské hory. And now it is a part of Austria, but it used to be a part of Czechoslovakia. So it's a very special film, which I think has to be seen on a big screen in a cinema.
This year's award of the Association of Czech Film Clubs, traditionally handed out at the Summer Film School, will go to the great Czech author and screenwriter Vladimír Kerner.